North Koreans said their last goodbye to Kim Jong-il today in a formal funeral procession. His third son takes over. But Kim Jong-il's passing means more than a change of power in North Korea. It means the world has lost one of its greatest villains of political and pop culture. Kim Jong-il seemed to model his persona after the kind of evil genius that James Bond fought in the movies the dear leader loved. He wore elevator shoes, black 1970s sunglasses. He had as many beige suits as ousted Filipino First Lady Imelda Marcos had shoes. And don't even get me started on his life story. I don't mean the real one, which no one really knows, but the outlandishly mythologized life that he created. That he was born in an Abe Lincoln-style cabin, that his entry into the world was accompanied by a double rainbow and a new star in the heavens, and that he was able to change the weather with his moods. Yes, Kim Jong-il will be sorely missed, not least by comedians and satirical movie makers the world over, including the creators of South Park and the movie Team America.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely inside real alone. There's no one, just me only, sitting on my rental throne.
But let's face it. We're rapidly facing a shortage of dictators and tyrants of Kim Jong-il's caliber, the ones that so easily lend themselves to cameo roles in TV shows and movies like The Simpsons and 30 Rock.
North Korea, everything's sunny all the time, always. Good time, beach party.
I mean, do you remember the 90s at all? Think about how many bad guys we had back then that seemed to come straight from central casting, all brutal, vicious dictators who tortured their people. But they were also really, really weird. Think about Gaddafi and his all-female bodyguards, Saddam Hussein and his insistence that Iraqi women bathe twice a day. If you think about it, George W. Bush had plenty of candidates to choose from, but his top three picks were Iraq, Iran, and North Korea.
North Korea is a regime arming with missiles and weapons of mass destruction while starving its citizens. States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
First Saddam, now Kim. Of the three dictators, only Iran's Ahmadinejad is left today. The axis of evil has now been reduced to just a single point of evil. And even many of those who didn't make the cut for the axis have been forced from power. Popular uprisings across the Arab world seem to be putting autocratic rulers everywhere on short notice, even if they don't want to admit it themselves. Basically, it's not a great time to launch a career as a dictator.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me all. They will die to protect me and my people.
So where will the world find our next evil genius to loathe and satirize? Will it be Kim Jong-il's third son, Kim Jong-un? Will he step up to fill his father's elevator shoes? For the sake of comedians everywhere, I hope the next Dear Leader continues to provide material for the scriptwriters of Hollywood. But for the sake of the North Korean people, let's hope that Kim's successor, Kim Jong-un, can find a way to provide food and care for his people, too.